Radio Prague News. The visiting Israeli Prime Minister has accused Iran of playing a chess game with world powers to guard its nuclear gains. The leadership of the Social Democratic Party has called on former party member David Rath to give up his seat in the lower house. And the court which ordered David Rath's custody has defended his right to present his case to Parliament. Visiting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Friday accused Iran of playing a chess game with world powers in order to guard its nuclear gains. Speaking shortly after a meeting with President Václav Klaus, Mr. Netanyahu said that although he favors a peaceful solution to the issue, he can see no indication that Iran is ready to wind up its nuclear program, and suggested that Tehran was playing a chess game with the international community in order to buy time. Security issues and the situation in the Middle East have been high on the agenda of 2 days of Czech-Israeli talks, with the Czech Prime Minister defending Israel's right to protect itself against terrorism and rejecting attempts to challenge the legitimacy of the Jewish state. The Israeli head of government said the two nations have a close affinity, since Czechs know what it is like to be a believer in democracy in a hostile region. The leadership of the Social Democratic Party has called on former party member David Rath to give up his seat in the lower house. Mr. Rath, who is in custody facing charges of corruption, has already resigned as governor of central Bohemia, but has given no indication that he plans to vacate his seat in the lower house. This has caused considerable consternation among MPs, since it would mean that Mr. Rath would have to be escorted to parliament sessions from jail, flanked by a police escort. Under Czech law, an MP cannot be forced into vacating his post, and there is no precedent as to how to deal with such a situation. In related news, the court in Ústí nad Labem, which ordered Rath's custody, claims that he is entitled to present his case to Parliament's Mandatory and Immunity Committee and to attend the Parliament session which will take a vote on whether or not to strip him of his immunity. A spokesman for the court said on Friday that it would be up to MPs to decide how best to arrange this. One of the suggestions has been a video conference-style link-up. Civic Democrat Senator Przemysl Sobotka has an edge over his party rival Evgen Toshinovsky in the presidential primaries. The senator has just beaten his rival hands down in the South Bohemia and Vysochina regions, where he received 221 votes to Toshinovsky's 96 and 188 to 119, respectively. The party's hot candidate for the post, chair of the lower house Miroslava Nemtsova, pulled out of the race unexpectedly just ahead of the primaries. The Defence Ministry has proposed Lieutenant General Petr Pavel for the post Army Chief of Staff. If the proposal receives government approval, Lieutenant General Pavel will replace outgoing Vladimir Bitek, who is due to vacate the post at the end of October. The Lieutenant General received military training in Great Britain and has served on many international missions abroad. The newly emerging party of Deputy Prime Minister Karolina Pík has pressed criminal charges against an unknown culprit for stealing the party's proposed name LIDEM and trying to get it registered at the Interior Ministry. There was an attempt to register a new party under that name by an unknown person soon after it was officially made public. The attempt will not, however, hinder the Deputy Prime Minister from establishing her party as LIDEM, which is short for Liberal Democrats, since the initial registration was rejected for technical errors. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. Meteorologists are promising a warm and sunny weekend with day temperatures between 20 and 26 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.